Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Again and again and again and again every day, this is the greatest day of your life. This is a day God has made. It's time to rejoice and be super excited and glad about it and all that God is doing and all that is about to be revealed. I say this all the time. Today didn't just show up as a sequence of time. This is a day God has made. God made this day. He perfected this day for his will and his purpose. Regardless of what we experience from day to day, something great is happening in that day. I love the scriptures that say all things, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together for good. The scriptures tell us. The word of God, the scriptures say, regardless of where it is, the scriptures say, the word of God says, all things work together for good to them that love him, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And we set our minds on things above, not on things beneath. And when we do that, things beneath turn out a whole lot different. Incredible, wonderful, amazing. And God makes us a witness and a testimony of his love, his goodness, his favor, his blessing. And today is that day. We've been talking about not wrestling with our mind, how to get away from that, how to separate ourselves from the war of our mind instead of separating ourselves from the will of the Father and feeling that we've distanced ourselves from God and God is over there and we're over here. The word says, again, I'm with you always. I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. And be confirmed in your heart, God stands powerfully with you. We can tend to allow the things we experience, because we're connected to them, as the way it is. We allow those things to identify us sometimes. You know, some people say, I'm constantly on the losing end, or I'm the underdog. Or a lot of people say, I'm for the underdog because I've been an underdog. No, man, you're not an underdog. No one is called to be an underdog. Who God has called you to be, not what you think about yourself, not what people have said about you, but who God has called you to be. It's time to go up to the top of the mountain. Who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? They that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not exalted or lifted themselves up in vanity, but who worship God, who trust God. And so often when we think that we're speaking in terms of humility and lowering ourselves, we really are speaking more in an arrogant fashion, and we're talking more about our flesh and who we used to be or supposed to have been than who Christ has created us to be, rather than who we are born again of God to be. The word says, he that is born of spirit is spirit. He that is born of flesh is flesh. Let's not be born of flesh. Let's not allow our words to demote you, to reduce you to the level of who God has never called you to be, but allow him to exalt you, raise you up. Let your mind be transformed. Let your mind be renewed. Let your spirit be renewed. Mount up with wings as eagles, the scriptures say. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. And God shows us that he is the renewer of who we are every single day. It's like every night we go to bed tired or sleepy. We wake up refreshed every single day. Every single day you wake up with something new. There's a newness. There's a refreshing. There's something to be excited about in Christ. You can look out in the world and you can be depressed. And when I talk about world, I'm not talking about the sphere that God created. I'm not talking about its inhabitants. I'm talking about the society of news and the things that are embellished in the world to be bad and evil. And I have to say this, religion is a good proponent for that. Religion likes sometimes to make, just to shove the evil. Look at the evil. Look at the bad. Look at the wrong. How about look at God? Look how great. God is good. God is great. God is gracious. God is loving. He is kind. Think of all that God is and think on that. The word says, what things soever are lovely, that are good, if they're honorable, if there's virtue, if there's praise, think on these things. Your mind, again, is already beginning to transform. This is the day it transforms. There is, again, no someday. Someday is no day. Today is right here and now. I've said on a number of occasions, you don't need a shortcut to here. Sometimes people are like, how can I make it easier? How can I get short? Well, here's your shortcut. You're here. The shortcut to here is realizing this is the day God has made. I don't have to become any more than I am in order for God to be revealed who he is. I need to be get over me and be overcome by who he is. Get over my doubt because of what I didn't do that I should have, or what I did do that I shouldn't have done, or the past, or I'm not this, or I'm not. Forget who you are. Think of who Christ in you is. Remember, he created us for his purpose and his pleasure. There's no way to wrestle and work that out in your head and make yourself feel better. You can't wrestle with your mind and win, because you're wrestling with your own mind. But it can be transformed by the living word and the testimony of God that makes you happy, that makes you rejoice, that shows you the essence, the reality, the fullness, the full body, if you will, the full spectrum of all that God has created you to be. And every day it's something great and new and wonderful out of the same God that is all things, that is the fullness of all things. And that's who we've been called to live and walk in. I love the scripture in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. It says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, or my mind. I found your word, and I ate it. It became a part of me. I took it as my food. This is what I'm going to live on. This is my sustenance. This is how I live. This is how I thrive. I found your word and I ate them, and they were the rejoicing of my heart. And the word says, O Lord God of hosts. And it says, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I found your word. Where is it? My word is nigh you. Where? Even in your mouth. That's what we're talking about. How do we change our mind without wrestling? How do you get rid of that warfare in your mind, that wrestling, that contention, that contending, that anxiety, that those sleepless, worrisome nights and days with whatever you're praying for, your family, your business, your job, your church, whatever it is, there is more than deliverance. There's an entrance into a greater day, the greatness of today. It's coming, not someday. There is no someday. There's only today. This is the day. How do I get rid of that into what Jeremiah is talking about here? The rejoice. I found your words, and I did eat them, and they became the rejoicing. They were unto me the rejoicing of my heart. And then it says, why? Because I am called by your name, Lord God of hosts, God Most High. What does that mean? Because you chose me to live this way, and I believed you. I believed the purpose I'm created for. I didn't just show up today. Didn't just show up. Today was created by God. Allow your mind to be overwhelmed, overcome by the word of the living God, by the testimony. David talked about, I took your testimonies to me, and they caused my heart to rejoice. I believed your word. I received your word, and they made my heart rejoice. It says, thy word I hid in my heart. Thy word I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. This is Old Testament. This is Old Testament. And it is, and it says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your word, your testimony. I mean, we see the great power in David, a man that lived in an old covenant. We have the new covenant. I mean, yeah, guys, that says to all of us, that says, the battle is over. Victory has been given. Now let's move up. Let's move on. Let's move forward. Let's display the glory, the presence, the power, the wonder of God. Let's walk in the favor of the Lord. Let's be a witness. Let's be a testimony. Let's be an example. Let's be the high point of the earth because of the word of the Lord that's in our mouth. Let's be a living witness. Let's be a testimony. Let the world look at you. The word says that even the kings will look at you and call you blessed. Well, when does that happen? When we do what Jeremiah and David are talking about in the Psalms, where we're finding your word to be the joy of my heart, not what I didn't do, or not who's trying to bring me down, or who's trying to get over the you and get overcome by the him. Let him be the overwhelming odds to you. Let him be the overwhelming word to you. Let the word of the Lord be in your mouth. Don't contradict. Don't confuse your mind. We create battles in our mind again when we walk into the conflict of our own minds. We doubt our own. Your mind doubts you. You don't even know what's going on, but you feel troubled in your mind. You feel like you're losing your peace. You've lost your way. Well, because in essence, you are. You are losing the mind of Christ. You're confusing your mind by saying, today I'm blessed, today God is with me, only good will happen to me. The 23rd Psalm, I love that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the stilled, quieted waters. Every day restores my soul. It feels like new every day. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear evil. I don't meditate. I don't think about. I don't acknowledge evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your word. You prepare a table before me, even in the presence of those that would be my enemy. My cup runs over. Only goodness, only good will happen to me. Only good will pursue me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. That's how you transform your mind. That's how your mind is transformed. God has given you the power. In Genesis, when God created the earth, the heavens and the earth, he created the earth, and he put man in the earth, us. He created and put us in the earth. And we are the seed of the word, the spoken word of Genesis of the Lord. That's why Jesus was called the last Adam. That's who we are, Adam, son of God, sons, children of God. He gave us the redemption. He brought us back saying, this is where you were supposed to be. This is where you are. God never changed his mind. God is yes and amen. His word is true. He never changes it. He brings us back into that position. When your mind contradicts the word of God, we fall into that confused state. When God created the world in the beginning, he said, he called it blessed, and he gave us his mind. He gave us his word. And by that word, we rejoice, the spoken word of God. All the garden is before you, and it's blessed. Eat of that. Don't eat of this. Trust the word of God. Keep the word of God. Believe the word of God, no matter what it is. From the very beginning of time, God created us to embrace his word, to eat his word. When they ate of the tree of life, when they ate of everything that God said to eat of, they were eating the word of the Lord. Just like Jeremiah said, I found your word, I ate it. And it rejoiced their heart. It rejoiced his heart. It rejoices your heart. Your mind is changing. That battle is going away. You're not saying, well, so-and-so provoked me. It doesn't matter. No voice, no word, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Only good will happen to me. All things work together for good. And we use that and that we make that. We use that as our foundation. It's our platform. And we never deviate from it because we don't have to. If you deviate from it, it never changes things. It makes things worse. It confuses your mind. Now your mind doubts you and you doubt your own words. The word says, if a person believes those things which they say will come to pass, they'll have what they say. So what is that saying? When you have confidence in your word, that your word is truth, that your word is real, that your word is alive, that your word is not going to be contradicted by you, when you believe your word, then when you say something, it will come to pass. It's not if just keep repeating it over and over and over until you start to believe. No, it's let the words of your mouth not contradict the will of God in your life. That's prophecy. The word of the Lord is in my mouth. God has spoken. How can I help but prophesy? His word is nigh me, even in my mouth. The spoken word of the living God abides in you, and it cannot be contradicted. But when things happen and you start saying other things that are in opposition to that, you're being, you know, someone's trying to take you down. No, God's trying to elevate. God is not trying. God is elevating me. I'm not someday, today. God has made me like he is today. He's put his word in my mouth today. Don't let, that's why, what again, in Romans chapter 12, it's talking about don't be conformed, don't be confused. Don't fall in that world of defeat, and I'm trying to overcome. And we're more than conquerors. Remember, you're more than a conqueror. We're not put here to conquer and overcome. The word says you overcome the entire world. You overcome the entire world by the word of faith, by the faith of God, by your testimony. This is the victory that overcomes the world, your faith, the testimony of Jesus Christ that lies within you. That's the victory. And where is our faith? In the word of God. We don't change it. We don't migrate to another place. We don't talk where war coming against us, warfare, people trying to take you down, the evil in the world. We have to be aware of all the evil. Where in the world does it say that? Where in the world? It says it in the world. It doesn't say it in the word of God. The word of God says, be mindful of me. Set your mind on things above, not on things below. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I'm dwelling in the presence of the Lord forever. God has set your tongue to worship him. He set your tongue to bless him. He's given you the word of wisdom. If anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all man and does not uphold, abrade, doesn't hold back from you, and God will honor you. He will fill you, your words, with yes and amen. If you believe, what you say will come to pass. What does that mean? Well, you can't say you believed you're blessed of God today, and then a little later or tomorrow, you're talking about how challenged, how evil is overcoming you, how wickedness is trying to overcome you, how people are trying to take you down. That's a double tongue again. A two-souled individual cannot believe that he's going to receive anything of God. Why? Because, again, you've confused your mind. If you believe those things which you say will come to pass, they will come to pass. Well, if you believe that evil intention is what your life is about, trying to overcome that, you're going to believe that. Your mind's going to believe that. And every day, what are you going to see? Evil trying to overcome you. What are you going to do? Spend most of your time trying to take that giant down instead of walking in the victory of the Lord that has made you more than an overcomer so you can bring change into the world. It's hard to bring change when you're just trying to get changed. You're just trying to get out of trouble instead of walking in the blessing and the favor of the Lord that makes you a witness that God is with you. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Why? Because I believe the word of my mouth. If I believe those things which I say, number one, when you say something, make it come to pass. If you're an individual and you say things and you delay, you hesitate, you know, it's too much trouble, I don't want to do it, and you just delay or you don't bring it to pass, oh, they won't care. It doesn't matter whether you do it for someone else. It doesn't matter if someone else cares. Your mind is believing you. You're saying one thing and you're not doing it. You don't believe your own words. Your words are not coming to pass when you pray. Why? You've created a battleground in your mind. You're not walking in the blessing of the Lord. You're walking in the battle of the mind. You're warfaring your mind. You lose your peace. You end up with anxiety. You don't know where to go. You don't believe you can hear the voice of God. No one's done it to you. You're doing it to yourself. Why? Because you're contradicting the word. If you believe what you say will come to pass, you'll have what you say. In short, when you say you're going to do something, do it. From the smallest of things to the greatest of things. If you say, I need to clean up my room, get up and go clean your room. It's just cleaning your room. It's not, what's the big deal? Your mind is believing the words of your mouth. And if you say one thing and do something different, your mind is confused. The word calls it a double tongue or two-souledness. You're not evaluating what you're saying correctly. You're not believing that your words are words of authority, words of power. You don't believe you're prophesying. So when you do prophesy, doubt creeps in. Why? Well, because I just told my mind with my mouth that I was going to do something I didn't do. Now I'm doubting my own word. My mind is doubting my own word because I don't believe those things which I say will come to pass. If you say you're blessed, stick to it. You're blessed. You're always blessed. You're going to remain blessed. A challenge doesn't change how blessed you are. If you did something, you're saying, I should have done that different or better. It doesn't change who you are. Stay to the word of the Lord. Believe those things which you say will come to pass. And when you say them, they will come to pass. And what's happened is you've done, again, what Romans chapter 12 is telling us. Don't be conformed. Don't be transformed because of the world or the system. Don't be conformed, but be transformed. Don't be conformed by what happened. Be transformed. Huh? The rebirth of your mind. How did that happen? The Word of God is my mind. What God said is how I think. I don't care what happens. I don't care what I see or do not see. All I see is the word of the Lord. I found your word and I ate them. And they were the rejoicing of my heart. Because I was called by your name. You called me. You chose me. You predetermined me. And nothing can change that. I'm predetermined by your word. And I'm going to stay true to your word. It's not hard. Trust me. Trust the word. Trust God. It's way easier to stay true to the word God has given you, that he has called you by, than it is to make up the rules as you go, to try and create that the excuses and all the need for blame that only divert you from believing the singular God is God word that dwells in you. God's word is in your mouth. The end. It is finished. The word of the Lord is nigh you. It's not far away. Not God is here and I'm here. We separate with our voice. We separate with our lips, our tongue. We separate us from God by saying, someday I'm going to be like God. Someday I'm going to be better. No, today. There is someday is the same. It's code for never. Probably never going to happen. Your mind is believing what you're saying. You are training your mind. That's why Paul says, don't be conned into a form. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't be conformed by its lingo. Don't let the world, not the world, the earth, the sphere, don't let the system, don't let tradition, don't let religion teach you. People teach you, oh, the devil's chasing you. Don't believe the devil's chasing you. As a man believes in his heart, so is he. God is chasing me. According to your faith, be it unto you. God is chasing me. The blessing of the Lord is chasing me. It's overcome me. He's caught me. He's captured me. The Lion of Judah has me. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I can't get away from his presence. The scriptures say, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Where can I flee from him? If I go to the heavens, if I highest place, he's there. If I fly to the uttermost part of the earth, he's there. If I make my bed in hell, he's there. Where could I go from the presence of the Lord? Where could I possibly flee from his spirit? Nowhere. He's with me always. He's with you always. He's abiding in you. He's dwelling in you. He's leading you. He's going to prophesy his word through you. And it's going to come to pass. Why? You have not been conformed. You've not been conned into a form. You've not been formed into an image that you were never intended or created by God to be. You have been transformed by the renewing of your mind because your word is the word of God. Your word is consistent with the Lord. You have no enemies. You have the favor of the Father. When a man's ways, a woman's ways, a child's ways please the Lord, he makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. What does that mean? How do I please God? I rejoice in your word. I rejoice in the testimony of your word. Your word is in my heart. Your word is in my mind. It keeps me. It guides me. It leads me. It fills me. It's never far from me. There's no distance between you and me, Father. You're with me. You're guiding me. You're keeping me. You're speaking through me. You're not only speaking to me, you're speaking through me. You want to hear the voice of God? Talk about the word of God. Talk about how close God's word. Your mind, God's speaking to you, but your mind begins to doubt because you created doubt in your mind. You brought another component into your mind that's not a part of your DNA, spiritual or otherwise. It's not a part of who you are. God has created you for his purpose and for his pleasure. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let us communicate only the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you take water, pure water, and you throw anything in, throw oil into it, you throw dirt into it, you contaminate the purity of that water. Keep it pure. We want pure water. We filter our waters today. We drink filtered water. We don't want contaminants in our water. We want pure water. It's why it's healthy. It doesn't confuse the cells in your body. It doesn't make you sick. It cleanses you. It nourishes you. It hydrates you. Pure water. The word of the Lord is pure water. Keep it pure. Don't throw anything else in the mix. No one is after you. No one is pursuing you but God. The blessing of the Lord rests on you. God is with you. He's leading you in the way you should go. No weapon formed is going to prosper or prosper against you. God is leading you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And here we fulfill this scripture. Now we're walking in what Paul is saying. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God. You see the passion in his heart. He wants you to get this, but you have to be hungry for it. You have to be willing to drop the excuses and embrace only the truth. To present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. That's your worship. Do that. I am clean. I am pure by the word of the living God. I am clean through his word. I am washed in his blood. I am made the righteousness of God. My word is the word of the Lord. I'm not going to be like God someday. He has made me in his image. He has made me in his likeness. He has filled me with the testimony of his word, and I'll no longer discount his gift in me. I'll no longer discount who he's created me to be. Christ in me is the hope of his glory being manifest in the earth. He's going to be glorified in me and through me. He's making me a witness. To present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world. I'm not any longer. I'm transformed by the renewal of my mind because your word has transformed me. Your word is life to me. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of my heart. It's made me stand right and pure before you. I walk in confidence. I walk in the assurance of your word that abides in me, that I may test and discern the good, perfect, acceptable will of God. You're a vessel of honor before the Lord. God has chosen you. You have found the word of the Lord. You have eaten it. It has become the rejoicing of your heart because you are called by the name of the Lord God Most High. This is the greatest season of your life. Your mind is transformed. Know it. See it. Say it. Seize it. Believe like God by his word. Think like God by his word. Speak like God by his word. Be like God by his word. He didn't give us his word to task us. He gave us his word so we would be like him. Great is the Lord and great is God to be praised. Father, we thank you for the greatness of your word. Thank you for the authority and the power and the love and the life of your word and your wisdom and your spirit. You so fill us. We are so complete in you. This world is incredible you have made. You created and you blessed it. Lord, we see you. We listen for your voice. We seek you and we are found of you. We feel for you because you're present, you're near. We can hear your voice because we are the sheep of your dwelling, of your place, of your pasture. We know your voice and we don't follow strange voices. And we thank you for your word. Thank you for your living word. Thank you for your people who have heard your word today, God. I thank you for the renewing of their minds today. And I declare you'll never be the same. This is the greatest season of your life by the word of the Lord. Have faith, believe, trust. Speak the word of faith and the word of faith only. And believe this is the greatest season of your life. We always appreciate so very much your support, standing with us, financially supporting us, your prayers and your testimonies. We love hearing from you. We love hearing what God has done and doing in you, and what you've come to experience as the Spirit of the Lord working through you. You're blessed, you're chosen, and today is the day God has made. Rejoice in it and be glad. God bless you. Until next time.